I think that we have to thank Madam Director General. After 5 years under your leadership, the WHO has really managed to achieve a lot. And yes, Madam Director General, we do remember the people. Because, as you mentioned, our action today is for the people. The people of today and the people of tomorrow. Madam Director General, let me thank you once again for all your work and services towards the achievement of all these goals. Our dedication towards the target sets under your motivating leadership is the key for further developments for WHO. It is for all of us, I think, with great interest that we've heard the completion of the report in regard to the pandemic, and we are sure that the constructive criticism out of this report will be well followed in order to make a new, more comprehensive and a more important, more well-reformed action in case we have to face this in the future. It is also great news to have the Moscow Declaration for Non-Communicable Diseases, as well as the agreement regarding the women's children's health. Definitely, all these developments during the last years are very important, and they give us the motivation to try even harder. Madam Director General, our dear Margaret, once again, thank you very much, and we reassure you that we are going to join this journey of reaffirmation, remembrance, reform, and revitalization. Thank you, dear Director General. Before continuing our consideration of item 3, I should like to remind you of Rule 99 of the Rules of Procedure, which reads, at the commencement of each regular session of the Health Assembly, the President shall request members desirous of putting forward suggestions regarding the annual election of those members to be entitled to designate a person to serve on the board to place their suggestions before the General Committee. Such suggestions shall reach the Chairman of the General Committee no later than 24 hours after the President has made the announcement in accordance with this rule. On this occasion, I would like to draw your attention to Articles 24 and 25 of the Constitution, which states that the Board shall consist of 34 persons designated by as many members. This year, the 10 vacancies to fill are as follows. In the African region, 4. In the region of the Americas, 1. In the Eastern Mediterranean region, 1. 2. In the European region, 1. In the Southeast Asia region, and 1. In the Western Pacific region. I shall therefore invite delegates wishing to put forward suggestions concerning these elections to submit them to the Assistant to the Secretary of the Assembly not later than Thursday afternoon, 17th May, no later than Tuesday afternoon, 17th May at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, in order to enable the General Committee to meet, draw up its recommendations to the Assembly regarding these elections. I'd like to announce that Committee A will now start its first meeting in Room 18 in parallel with this plenary. We shall now resume consideration of item 3. The theme of the general discussion this year is the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases. Delegates wishing to do so may also submit their statements in writing for inclusion in the record as provided in resolution WHA 20.2. I would like also to draw your attention to resolution WHA 50.18 recommending that delegates should limit their statement to 5 minutes, and I'd like to ask every delegate to stick on this 5 minutes period. I'd like to appeal to all honorable ministers and delegates to comply with this time limit, otherwise it would delay the start of the work of Committee B and affect the orderly conduct of its work. The list of speakers is published in the journal. Delegates will speak from the rostrum. In order to save time, whenever one delegate is invited to make a statement, the next delegate on the list of speakers will also be called to the rostrum, where he or she will sit until his or her time to speak has come. In order to remind speakers of their desirability of keeping their address to not more than 5 minutes, a system of lighting has been installed. You can see it, they just arrived here with the technology. The green light will change to amber on the 4th minute and finally to red on the 5th minute. So when we see the red light, we'll have to stop. Should the delegate wish to submit, in order to save time, a prepared statement for inclusion in extenso, the verbatim records, which is permissible to do on this agenda item 3 only, or whenever a written text exists of a speech which a delegate intends to deliver, copies should be handed to the officer responsible for the list of speakers. This will also facilitate the interpretation and transcription of the proceedings. This procedure will also apply to those delegates who have to leave Geneva and are not able to deliver their speech under this agenda item before they leave. They can thus ask for their text to be published in the records of the Assembly. The debate on item 3 is now open. Ladies and gentlemen, the first two speakers on the list are Nigeria, speaking on behalf of the Member States of the African region, and Hungary, speaking on behalf of the Member States of the European Union. May I invite them to come to the rostrum. I give the floor to the Honorable Delegate of Nigeria.